Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 508 slide. Visible translated text is as follows from my department. It covers all the different classes of work where the goods were finished. Cross-examination. I always turn those reports in Friday night or early Saturday morning. They don't touch Friday's work. Miss Magnolia Kennedy, sworn for the defendant. I have been working for the pencil factory for about 4 years in the metal department. I drew my pay on Friday, April 25th, from Mr. Schiff at the pay window. Helen Ferguson was there when I went up there. I was behind her and had my hand on her shoulder. Mr. Frank was not there. Mr. Schiff gave Helen Ferguson her pay envelope. Helen Ferguson did not ask Mr. Schiff for Mary Fagan's money. I came out right behind Helen Ferguson. We waited for Grace Hicks and then went downstairs. Helen didn't say anything about Mr. Frank at all. We went downstairs about 5 minutes to six. We saw Helen Ferguson start up Forsyth Street. Cross-examination. On Monday, April 28th, Mr. Barrett called my attention to the hair which he found on the machine. It looked like Mary's hair. My machine was right next to Mary's. There is a good deal of water over there by Mr. Quinn's room. Mary's hair was a light brown, kind of sandy color. You could plainly see the dark spots and white spot over it 10 or 12 feet away. Helen and Mary were the best of friends and were neighbors. Helen made mention that Mary was not there when we were paid off. I have never noticed any spots around the metal room. That's the first time I had ever seen anything like that. Redirect examination. I have never looked for spots before. It's a dirty floor, full of oil dirt. I don't know whose hair that was. Helen did not ask Mr. Schiff for Mary's money. She did not have any business to go to Mr. Frank when Mr. Schiff was there paying off. She did not go in and ask Mr. Frank for Mary's money. I left with her. I went one way and she went another. 168 RE cross examination. Mr. Frank paid off sometimes. If there is any trouble about the amount of our money, we would go to him. That was in the office. Mr. Frank was not paying off that day.